Bennett jerked his head towards the other monitor. The thin man was walking slowly up the corridor towards them, the blade of the knife in his hand glinting like a scythe in the sun. Laura began to scream as the image on the screen drew closer. Pinka Synagogue, Prague, Czech Republic, 2nd of January, 10:04 a.m. The shattered glass crunched under the leather soles of Tom Kirk's lob shoes like fresh snow. High on the wall above him, white sheeting had been taped across a window frame's jagged carcass, the plastic bulging as it trapped the biting winter wind.
"Is that how they got in?"
"No." Rabbi Spiegel shook his head.
"They came in through the back, broke the lock, the window. That was just for fun."
Tom's face set into a grim frown. In his mid-30s and about 6 feet tall, he had the lithe, sinewy physique of a cross-country runner. Clean-shaven and wearing a dark blue cashmere overcoat with a black velvet collar over a single-breasted gray woolen huntsman suit, his short, normally scruffy brown hair had been combed into place. His coral blue eyes were set into a handsome, angular face.
"And then they did this?" he asked.
Rabbi Spiegel nodded. There were 80,000 names in all, Holocaust victims from Bohemia and Moravia, each painstakingly painted on the synagogue's walls in the 1950s with family names and capital letters picked out in blood red.